Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Because Cash. The only people that are
good. Cash, we're on.
No,
we're on.
Well,
okay,
I
got
be
it.
On. I want to tell you something before we start.
I get it.
Start.
All right. Just if you don't like what I'm saying, tell me. Go like this. Go cut. Go cut,
cut
like that.
Okay.
But use your hand like that, like you're doing a karate chop. Go cut. If you don't like.
Okay.
You get it?
Well, I'm doing it now, and you're not stopping.
Well, I got to start. I didn't start.
No, but I wanted you to just stop talking anyway. First of all, let me just bring this up. I've gotten too many tweets of people saying they can't listen anymore if you're going to chew your gum.
I'm not.
Okay. I'm just saying it so that you know.
You don't get any tweet you get, I get.
No, because sometimes they don't add your name on it.
They do. Why would somebody tweet you without tweeting me about the podcast?
Well, guess what, Rich? It happens.
All right. All right. Can I tell you
how
dumb I am?
Yeah. No, we already know.
All this stuff on Twitter, all the stuff about Anthony and all the responses and all the people and all the people writing to me and posting. So I'm getting all these either, you know, messages at Twitter, and I'm going, why does this same guy keep, one second he likes me, one second he doesn't like me. You know,
and, oh my God, I already know.
Go, and then I'm going, why does he have a Chavez picture, a SIG picture of Chavez?
I've never heard it pronounced that way.
No, it's not. Wait, what's his name? Who's the leader, the dictator? Everybody wears those shirts. Is it
Chi?
Yeah, that guy, not Chavez. He's from the other country.
But I've never heard of Chavez either, but.
You never heard of Chavez?
I don't know either of them, really. I
Chavez
mean, I know
is,
that one's like a freedom fighter guy, and I don't know.
Okay, yeah, the free.
I don't really know anything about them.
So the freedom fighter guy, what's his name?
I don't think you should be asking me, because I don't know.
Chi, right? The freedom fighter?
Oh, I'm my going, God, please. Let's,
why does this
stop?
Guy? No, okay, let's go. We'll do a good podcast. I don't know how to pause it.
Let's just start again.
Why are we starting again? This is
because neither one of us knows the name. You're like, it's the stupidest people on the planet doing a podcast.
It's not dumb. We're not dumb.
Like, it sounds like the stupidest people on the planet about to weigh in on something very serious.
Well, no, we're going to weigh in. Part of it. We're not going to weigh in. And the reason you're all distraught is because you came from CrossFit and you're out of it.
No, I'm not out of it.
You are. I could tell you're out of it. I was watching you at CrossFit.
I had a very hard workout. Why'd you come? It's like
I wanted to check it out.
Everyone looks over. I saw a guy like come over and shake your hand. Did he recognize you or something?
Yes.
Oh, it's you're ruining where I. That's my cult. Okay, and now you're. Like, people are recognizing you at my CrossFit. They don't know anything about us.
It's funny.
Oh, it was horrible. I was in the middle of the hardest workout of my life, and I had to see that demoralizing bit of, hey, who are you, Rich Voss? I saw you at the Stress Factory. I bet that's what he said. That's what everybody always says. We were in New York the other night. These people, come running from down the block. We saw you at the something something.
In Atlanta.
Oh, wonderful. What should we do here in New York? I don't know. Go fuck yourself. How about that?
Why are you not wearing your rings? Your wedding ring.
I just
took
them off because my hands were so sweaty.
So I'm watching Bonnie at CrossFit.
Was it impressive? Bonnie. Was it impressive?
And I'm going, holy shit, look at she's lifting all that weight.
What did you think I was lifting?
She had big, the 40, I thought there were 45 pound plates and the 45 pound bar. So that would be 135 pounds. I'm going, there's no way she's lifting 135 pounds.
Yeah,
then I look.
Well, you were right.
And those plates are 10 a piece, but they're big and round.
It's still like, hard.
So 65 pounds, I guess, is a lot.
You had to do the most you could do in 20 minutes. It's like a lot.
That's what a scam. You pay for that and they go, all right, go do that for 20 minutes. That's like,
no, there's like, it's not like that. You do a warm up, you do, then you do like, you know, whatever. You build to the WOD, the workout of the day.
Yeah.
And then you do the workout. The workout is sometimes half an hour, sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes, depends.
All right. Well, let me finish my story.
Oh, okay, thanks. Thanks for bringing up my CrossFit and not saying one nice thing about it.
Nice thing? What can I say nice about it? You guys were, like, as you're leaving, like, doing fist bumps with everybody. Like, you guys.
Why were you talking to that guy?
Who, the tattoo guy?
Yeah. Like,
why?
Don't talk to the people at my CrossFit class. Those
why?
Are my friends.
What's his name?
I don't know.
You don't know the name of your friend?
I don't know, but I didn't like you coming in and interacting with the people. Okay, you either join or you don't, but you don't just get to come in and.
We were talking to you.
I know you. I knew the minute that you walked in there that at some point you're going to walk up to that guy because he had tattoos and start talking about your dumb tattoos. That's the only reason you got tattoos. That's your cult, the tattoos.
No.
Yes.
First of all, I was
why you got them. It's like other people know sports, so they can talk to other dudes. It's like dudes have this weird like.
I've had tattoos for years.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. What did I? I'm sorry. Did I just meet you 6 fucking months ago?
Did you go? That's why I got tattoos.
Yeah, so you could talk to dudes about tattoos.
I talk to girls about tattoos.
Whatever.
Tattoo.
You know what
I like
talking
tattoos.
About.
He had that guy had good tattoos, and he goes to the same place I go to, at Immortal Ink. So
how embarrassing.
How's it embarrassing? And you know,
did he recognize you?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
No.
Oh,
why?
God.
He's the best looking guy there, and you're upset that I talk to him?
He's got 3 kids, and his wife works out there, too.
No way, that guy. He's
yes,
too young
he
to
does.
Have 3 kids.
He has 3 kids.
How do you know all that?
Because sometimes his kids come with him.
3 kids?
Yes.
He's too
One's
young.
In a baby seat still.
Well, I think
okay,
it's...
Okay, so he does. I mean, why would he... He's not too young.
How old is he?
I don't know. I have no idea. But he's in his 30s, for sure.
He's ripped.
He's been doing CrossFit for over a year.
Is that like is there like a CrossFit inner type of lingo and stuff like that? Like do you guys do CrossFit
yeah, yeah.
talk?
He's a lifer. You know, you say he's no, I don't know. So
okay. Well, I'll talk about this for a second. Then we'll.
He
move
probably
on.
Likes it because it's similar to his prison workouts.
He's not in prison. He wasn't in prison, was he?
Oh, now you're getting a fucking hard on.
I'm not getting a hard on. I
you
can't get
fuck
a hard
that
on.
Guy, don't you?
Ew,
do you
want to
fuck the
disgusting.
Guy at CrossFit?
That's disgusting. I never in my life fantasized about fucking a guy. That's disgusting.
You want me to fuck him?
No, not him. He's married and got three kids. Why? You already fucked him? Did you fuck him? Why would you say do you want me to fuck him?
What because kind of that's your... Oh, my God. This
that's
is
disgusting.
This is your fantasy. This is your weirdo fantasy.
You can't fuck some guy with tattoos that's ripped.
Well, who do you want? Some fat guy?
No.
When you're talking about it, when we're...
Stop.
Entangled.
People.
And you're talking
we
about it.
We haven't had sex in over a month.
That is not true.
What?
That is not true. And other things count, too. Which I've done.
No.
Yes.
Only partially.
No, I did it the whole way through.
No, you didn't. I had to finish on your chest.
I'm not gonna. That's gross.
All right, so let me talk about this for one or two minutes and move on, because you know it's very touchy and involves you know friends and. And employers and business. The Comedy Works in Montreal closed. Oh, wait, no, not that. It did close, though, that one place. How would it close right before the festival? Anyhow, I thought that one picture was the same guy. The guy, Che or Chi or whoever the freedom fighter is.
Don't
correct
me. Please, we're the stupidest people on the planet. Don't talk. If you don't look,
I can look them up.
Just say everybody has the same picture.
Now then, I realized it. It's all Anthony.
Oh my God!
It's a picture of Anthony because I look closer. I look closer. I don't look. I just read. What are you doing?
Nothing. Continue.
No, you can't. I'm talking to you, and you're on your phone.
I'm not on my phone. I'm looking it up.
Oh, just a computer right here.
You're such a douche. I'm not doing this anymore with you. I'm not doing it with you because you know why?
What?
You can't think at all on your own. Like you have no.
Are you kidding me?
No, you're telling us a story about how stupid you are, and then being stupid in the telling of the story, and then being stupid about why I would get on my phone after neither one of us knows how to pronounce that fucking guy's name. Okay, of course, I would try to educate myself before I went on a fucking podcast to talk about it. Okay, who wouldn't? Oh, Rich Voss wouldn't. That's who. He'll bring up anything and just fucking butcher it and then be like, I don't get why people think I'm stupid. I don't get it. Why would they do
they
that?
Know who I was talking
I'm 141
about.
IQ. I'm the smartest man in America. I'm street smart. You're not street smart. You're
I
no
am.
Kind of smart. You know what kind of smart you are? Zero smart. That's what you are.
I hate to tell
okay?
you.
Do you hate to tell me or do you love to tell me? That's another one of your fucking stupid sayings that you're like, I hate to tell you. But you really you don't hate to tell me, do you?
I love to tell you.
Yeah, you'd love to tell me
I love to
how
tell you.
Smart you are. Unfortunately, it falls on deaf ears. I don't fucking care. You've already proven yourself 100 million times, 100 million
I
ways.
I like that saying, it falls on deaf ears. I like that one. That's a good saying. You know what? I don't want to hear it. It falls on deaf ears. That's what I'm going to say to people when I instead of yeah,
except in your case, you are half deaf, so it kind of is falling on deaf ears.
I took a test on Facebook yesterday. Are you
I can't
street?
Do this anymore.
I took a test.
First of all, you're taking a test like
on Facebook.
To me, yeah. Those are the that's when I see that somebody is like, I'm the. Joffrey on Game of Thrones. Which character are you? I immediately write them off as human beings. Like that. Sorry, there's nothing. There's no possible way we could meet somewhere in the middle and be friends if you're doing quizzes like that. If you're wasting your fucking time.
No, but this was a different quiz. It wasn't one of those like, what state are you, or what color are you, or what fruit are you? Okay, I don't take those ones. This one was, are you street smart or book smart? And
what were the questions like? What were the
know.
Questions like? Who's the character in, you know, Moby Dick? Who's the, how does that, what's the first line of?
Obviously, it was a whale.
Okay, whatever.
Captain Hook.
Rich.
It was different questions. A bunch
and then,
of questions.
And then the next question is like, is somebody selling you a dime bag? How much?
No.
You know, it's like, oh, I wonder what I'm
no,
going to come out.
They were, no, they weren't questions like that. They were, you know.
What?
And then I took a different test about, Are you Republican or how liberal are you? Or are you Republican?
Oh my God, you are not. Like, how are we married? It's ridiculous.
What do you mean?
Why would you rely on a test to tell you what your political affiliations are? Are you fucking ridiculous?
Well, social issues, financial issues, and all kinds of different stuff. Immigration, and it had all the questions. You never taken that type of test?
I don't take tests on Facebook.
I don't play games. Every now and then I'll take a test. Okay. Did you look up that guy, who it is? Or you quit? Did you quit?
I didn't do it because you started yelling at me.
I didn't yell at you at all. I asked you. Yelled at me.
I'm not going to keep going if you're just going to play on your phone.
Is that the voice you're going to do the whole podcast?
Shut the fuck up right now.
What's wrong with you?
You're just driving me nuts. You're mad. Chavez, Chichoe.
Chavez is a...
Which freedom fighter are you?
Chavez is Venezuela. That's Venezuela. I know that. It's...
Che Rivera.
Here's the deal.
I haven't looked it up yet.
Then how do you know Che Rivera?
Well, it's not. It's...
Chavez is Venezuela.
I don't know how to say it.
Well, it doesn't matter. Everybody gets the point. Okay? I wish you'd apologize for being so mean.
No, I've not come into apologize this. For being mean. If I sat around all day, you've been thinking about this all day.
No, I haven't.
How am I going to do the podcast?
I didn't
how
think about it all day.
How am I going to start the podcast? And then you don't know the name of the thing that you're going to say.
That just hit me a few minutes ago that I realized that. I mean, I realized it yesterday. It hit me a few minutes ago to talk about it. But there's no reason to be so, you know, aggressive.
Well, I don't like to spout about things that I know nothing about. Apparently you do. Go ahead. Yeah, you got a microphone. You might as well talk into it. Doesn't matter what you say. Doesn't matter what kind of garbage you put out there. Go ahead. Who wouldn't fucking look it up first? Oh, somebody who thinks it's all the same person talking to you on Twitter. That's who. Somebody who doesn't know that you can click on the thing to see the rest of the conversation.
I don't do all of that.
Yeah, no, because
I'm
that would make you more informed.
That's more.
And that's exactly what you don't want to do.
I'm not that into Twitter.
No, oh, really? You fucking block every single person. Half the time, they're not even talking to you. They're talking to somebody else.
That's
and
not
your
true.
Name just happens to be in the thing. And so you keep getting in the link. You're in the link. And they're not even talking to you.
I can tell
they're talking
to
somebody else. That's not true. You don't know because you
do
don't
know.
Look at the conversation.
I'm the one who got you involved in Twitter.
Who cares? Who cares? First of all, you didn't get me involved in Twitter.
Yeah.
The world got me involved in Twitter, okay? You might have joined before I did, but you didn't get me involved in Twitter. And about, I'm going to go 5-6 minutes in, I was already, knew a little bit more about it. And I don't try at all. I try.
You're nonstop on it. You get Twitter alerts. I don't get alerts. You get Twitter stuff when... people are
I know but I don't know how to turn it off. That's just
oh,
my own laziness.
I guess you should have spent 8 minutes instead
I guess
of five
I
or six
have. It didn't take much to pass you by.
You didn't pass me by.
Shut the fuck up. Fucking dumbass.
Okay, anyhow, look, we're sorry about all of that has happened. We're friends with Anthony. We're friends with Opie. We're friends
Why
with Norton.
Why does the same guy keep tweeting at me?
You know, they're all our friends. Sirius, we don't get paid by Sirius, but yet we do make money from Sirius because our comedy plays on Sirius. So we do make a little from Sirius. Sirius has given us a platform to plug our shows. We've done other radio shows there. There was times where we had our own show. So... you know, we're not against any decision.
Don't speak for yourself. I choose not to be on this podcast with you.
Well, I'm just saying it's a sad.
Speak for yourself. You keep using the we. It's not we. It's It's no, I'm, me, whatever, Rich Voss.
Whatever I said
that.
Is we, that they've given us a platform that we've made money from.
Well, I don't feel like supporting that.
No, supporting what?
What you're saying.
Okay, don't support it.
Okay,
I'm talking for me.
Well, isn't that what I just said?
I don't know what the fuck your problem is. Why you keep fucking attacking
everything?
Because
I told you before the podcast... Because you know why. You what? Know why, and you keep
I'm
doing it anyway.
I'm not saying anything bad or good. I'm just saying it is what it is, and we feel
well, who
bad
can't,
about
who,
it.
Then don't fucking say that on a podcast. Nobody needs to have a podcast where the main guy goes, well, it is what it is. Nobody, that's good. Now you've just, like, it's again, it's just more garbage going out there. It
okay,
doesn't mean
you
anything.
Control. You take control.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'll talk about something else.
Go ahead. You take control. Go ahead.
Talk about going into New York this week.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
Go ahead.
No, you talk about it. You
almost got Raina and I fucking killed crossing the street.
No, I didn't. I didn't almost get you killed. Quit trying to blame everything on me. I don't know what your problem is. I'm crossing the street, and then you're not right behind me, and then a car's coming. I go, stop, but you keep going because you don't pay attention like usual. Like everything else in life, you don't pay attention. You're not aware.
You went ahead. Rain and I were there. There was a car in front of us parked, double parked, so we couldn't see. Yeah. So you went ahead, and I thought that you would understand that you were going to, like, oh, you're good. No, you just walked right ahead. So
no,
we walked behind you and almost got hit by a car.
No, I said stop because you didn't look, and the car
no,
came up.
No, it's not that I didn't look, Rich.
Bonnie,
I was,
stop. I don't have to hold your hand as you're crossing the street.
Fine,
I don't have to give you direction. I don't have to say... What's that?
Che Guevara.
Yeah, Che Guevara.
That's how you say it.
Oh, do you want to talk about it or not talk about it?
I just want to see how you said it. Because I'm fucking... That's what I do.
All right? You're going to...
Che Guevara.
All right, we get it.
Che Guevara.
Keep saying it. Keep doing it. I'm not going to hold your hand.
I'm not going to fight with you the whole podcast.
Bullshit, because you're fighting.
No, I don't want to. Pause
right.
it. Pause it, and I'll have a normal conversation
all right,
with you.
Start a normal conversation. Let's go. Normal. Don't say we went to New York and I almost got you killed. That's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. God. Jeez, I can't do anything.
What is that?
It's gum.
Oh, God, Rich.
I'm done with it. Where was I going to throw it? I put it on my coffee lid. Does that upset you?
Yes.
Really? That upsets you?
Yes, that you've got your gum spread out over your coffee lid. Yes.
It's not. Oh, it's on part of my coffee lid, spread out like silly putty. That's all.
Ugh.
Ugh. Huh? Go ahead. Now it's awkward because you're a violent.
No, because. Look, I tried, first of all, before the podcast started, as we sat down, was in the middle of telling you why I thought we shouldn't discuss the topic that you wanted to discuss.
I didn't want to discuss
it the
whole.
And in the middle of telling you that, you started the podcast. You didn't even let me finish. That's how little you care about my opinion.
That's not true. That's not true. I didn't.
You did. You started in the middle of what I was saying.
I thought we were done. I thought you were done. I said,
well,
okay.
Why wouldn't you say, oh, okay, that sounds.
I did say
whatever.
Okay.
Let me start the podcast.
I did
no,
say
No, you
okay.
didn't. You told me when it was going. It's going. We're started.
I didn't want to dedicate the whole podcast to talking about that. There's nothing, you know. There's
nothing more to say.
There's nothing more to say. You know, he's a friend. They're all friends. It's all work.
Anthony's been very, very good to me.
He's been great.
I wouldn't even have any fans if it wasn't for him.
Yeah.
Well, maybe four. Four or five, I would
No,
have.
They both been good. I've had the best memories, the best times in the last... I don't know how many years I've been doing that show. Forever. And great. And he's brilliant. And he's funny. And I'm sure he'll land on his feet. And so, I mean, you know, I'm not sure he'll land on his feet, but I'm sure he will. I can't predict the future. Raina can. I can't. So, and they both been good to us. Everything's been good to us over there. Right? Remember we used to do our own show over there?
It was awful.
What?
I remember doing the show We did some show, and I remember the whole time doing the show just thinking, this is literally the worst radio ever on the planet. And guess what? It's basically exactly what we do right now.
No, we do better radio now. Now we know what we're
doing. Remember people would call and I'd just hang up on them in the middle. I wish we could have callers. I wish we could have callers in this. That would make it. I would like that.
Well, we have a lot of equipment. Let's talk about our new equipment.
I think we talked about it last time.
We did. Let's talk about...
Tomorrow we're going on vacation.
Yeah, why don't you tell everybody that...
Stop chewing the gum. People cannot handle it. They can't handle it. You're going to... Like, you want to always to... You're always checking to see where we are in the standings. The reason we're not higher up is because of the gum chewing. I swear to God. And somebody posted a little clip of our show last week. We were talking about Anthony. And... We were both eating pretzels during it. It was horrible. It was awful.
And they posted that?
I mean, they didn't post it because we were eating pretzels. They posted it because we were talking about Anthony. But when I listened to it, I never listened to the podcast. When I listened to it, I was like, ugh, it was heartbreaking how gross we are.
Don't say we. I hate when people say
we. You were eating pretzels too.
No, you ate them and I only had a couple at the end.
Well, whatever. In that short clip I could hear us both crunching.
Well,
okay,
you know, it's hard for me to even do this and move on now because I feel hurt.
Hurt from what?
From you attacking me. And I'm not a baby. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a baby. I can handle it. But
what is it? For what attack are you mad about?
First of all,
what part of it?
Don't ever call me stupid because
I didn't call you stupid. You said you were stupid
in that one situation.
I might have called you stupid. I don't remember.
You did call me stupid. Okay, but I'm pretty smart. Who fixed the furnace last night? Okay,
furnace
downstairs.
The air conditioner.
Yeah, it comes out of a furnace. Stupid.
Oh, you're allowed to call me stupid.
I'm just showing you what it's like, how it feels.
That's called mirroring.
Oh, is
in
it?
In psychological terms.
Oh, okay. Now, okay, Dr. Bonnie. All right. Who fixed that? Last night, the air conditioner wasn't on, wasn't working. It was 70.
You know what's so funny about you, though? Honestly, like, obviously, I so appreciate that from
you. Well,
don't
call me stupid when I do so many smart things.
Well, it's incident by incident, you know? I wasn't, when we were having this discussion now, I wasn't thinking about the fucking air conditioner issue last night.
You were last night.
And during
though.
The air conditioner issue, I wasn't thinking about the way you are on Twitter. Okay? So.
Oh, so what are you saying? So.
I'm saying it's incident by incident.
Oh, so. But you said overall. Stupid.
Overall what? I never said. I might have said you were stupid. I don't remember. You can play it back, whatever. But I will say this. You start off by saying that I did the stupid thing. And then you did a lot of and said a lot of stupid things during that thing, which I felt was, I didn't want to get lumped in. I don't want to.
I didn't say we were stupid. I said I was stupid over it. I didn't say we. So why would you get lumped in?
Because I didn't know how to say his name either.
So that doesn't make you stupid. You didn't even know who I was talking about.
Yes, I did. I've seen the pictures. I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to say it wrong.
You've seen it on people's shirts. That's how you know. Because people have those shirts of that guy.
I've also been on Twitter the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's move on. So we were in New York for the weekend. It was great. Except Bonnie almost got hit by a car. We went out. We took Raina to this nice park. As we're walking there,
A water park. First of all, can I just say this? Because I know what's coming. Every chance you get, you talk about rats in New York.
No.
Every chance you get.
Well, Friday night.
Every chance you get. And can I just say this? There are times when.
But I have a
solution. You could just let things be fun. Like, you don't always have to try to ruin it. I feel like you're always, like, looking for something to, like. Like, we're having fun, walking around, and then I bet there's a lot of rats in that park. It's always about the rats.
Yeah.
We go to a restaurant. I bet there's a lot of rats in that restaurant. It's like, even the other day, we were talking about, like, one of the first restaurants we ever went to, you and I on a date. It was really fun. Do you remember that restaurant?
Yeah, the one downtown.
Yeah, and you referred to it as the restaurant with the rats.
The rats outside.
Because when we were at that restaurant, the second or third time we went to that restaurant.
We haven't been there in a while. We got to go back. That food is great.
The restaurant with the rats.
I used to go there with Norton a lot, too. Go ahead.
Back when you and Norton were engaging in... He told me they're all true, those stories.
What stories?
You're disgusting, horrific.
There's no stories, and he didn't tell you they're true. You're making it up. You're trying to trick me. Yes.
I'm not trying to trick you. You were there at the podcast.
What are you talking about? Oh, our live podcast?
You really can't remember back that far?
Yeah, our live podcast.
Where I gave you a Alzheimer's quiz.
He didn't say the story's true. He didn't know what stories you were talking about. What stories are you talking about? Well, go ahead and talk about the restaurant.
I don't know. You both fuck some chick in the street?
No.
And then I go, I've heard those stories. Are they true? He goes, yeah, they're all true.
We didn't fuck some girl in the street.
Something. Yeah, you were fingering some girl and he came by and you'd do something and the other one would watch. Yeah.
No. All right. A lot of, there's disgusting Fredo stories and there's true stories. Okay. So learn the difference. So what about that restaurant? It was delicious.
Yeah, well, the third time we were there, something Rich called over the waiter and started going like this. I didn't know what was coming, but you started saying like, hey, there's like all those. And I knew you were going to start talking about the rats to the waiter. You were going to ask the waiter if they ever get rats inside the restaurant. And I was like, no. And I like somehow.
Diverted.
Yeah.
The word would be diverted.
Or averted.
No, diverted.
Why wouldn't it be averted?
It's not averted. It's diverted. Diversion. It's a diversion. Okay? Look it up. You got your phone.
I don't know. And then you might be right, but I could
look up diversion and have whoever talked to you just now play back. Diversion. Steering the conversation or something in another direction. Diversion.
Well, why do you say I averted disaster then?
I don't say it.
No, you don't. I'm sure you don't. You probably just didn't know that averted was a word. Okay.
No, well, the other night...
But why would you say that to a waiter?
I didn't say it.
You almost did. You were going to.
Almost? I didn't, though. I was going to say, hey, we see a lot of rats outside. Do any of them ever sneak in, Everywhere in New York, there's so many rats. You don't know where to eat. I was going Friday night into the deli on Broadway and 78th, that deli there, Europan or something, or whatever. And there's about 10 rats in the gutter, running in and out of the gutter, right by there on the corner. Big, in and out. I'm going, if they're right by the corner, they're in the gutter, they got to smell the food inside. They got to be inside, come by at least late at night. You know what I mean?
But why are you so...
Because they're so creepy looking. Me and Norton used to go look at the rats. We used to
feed
them.
Do you think they're creepy looking, the rats?
Yeah. Do I think they're creepy looking?
Yeah.
Why, because I look like a rat? Is that what you're going to
no,
say?
No, I didn't say that.
You were going to say I look like a rat.
No, I didn't say it.
Me and Norton used to go feed the rats.
Oh, that's smart.
We used to go pull up our car, and there was like one of those island, between Broadway, like all the plants and all that stuff, and like a little park, benches and stuff. We used to pull up and we used to throw Reese's cups and candies and watch them scurry out by like the 20s and 30, like 30 of them would come running out for the candy. Tons of rats. And
it's horror. Like, what's wrong with you guys?
It was fun.
It sounds awful.
We go, you want to go feed the rat? We go feed the rats. I was going to take you to do it one night. Maybe we will still.
No. Mm-mm, probably not.
I just got to find the radar. So yes, when we were going to the park, I wasn't looking for it. All of a sudden, we look in the water, and there's like five gigantic dead rats floating up against the pier. Raina's the one who noticed it. I didn't notice it.
No, you go, no, that's so not true. You go, guys, come here. Come here and look at this. And I knew immediately. You were so happy.
I wasn't happy.
You got to finally. Anytime you get to show a rat, you're like, look. You're so. It's the happiest I've ever seen you.
The park was cool, though. It was on
Pier 51. Stop Pier 51. Chewing your gum.
You're right. I stopped. Pier 51, there was a little sprinkler, a big sprinkler, and games. And there was a model there sitting right by me. right? No. That model, that tall girl that
she
got up.
She was sitting by you.
Well, she was sitting on the same bench.
No, she was standing out.
Well, she was sitting before she was leaving. I didn't look at, I never got to see her face once, but you could tell she was a model from the side, from her height. She was about 7'3".
These are great stories.
Then we, well, what else you want to talk about New York? The hotel, we got upgraded to a suite. That was nice. Nice. Priceline. We went on Priceline. 3.5 stars, $100 a night. Got there, it was sold out. They gave us a
Priceline Stories with Richard Voss.
Go ahead.
Go. Tell your Priceline story. This is, you know, this is a, I'm sure this is why people tune in, because every third or fourth episode they get to hear a
Priceline story with Richard Voss.
It's Richard now.
Well, that's just the Priceline stories with Richard Voss.
Why don't you, okay, let's not talk about it. Let's talk about how we were playing tennis last night and you were up 3-1. And then I won 3 in a row and won 4-3 and you got mad. You got mad and threw your racket.
Yeah, I was a little frustrated.
You were mad.
It's called frustration.
You were mad. You were like mad cow disease. Mad. But you're getting good. And I told
don't,
you
don't shut up. You don't tell people that after you win. That's gross.
Is it?
That's horrible. Yes.
How do you, what do you compare it to?
I don't know. It's the most condescending thing in the world. You're getting good. One day you might even beat me.
What website was the birthday party on?
BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed. And I guess the Penthouse article's out, but no one's tweeting about it.
Well, who reads Penthouse? It's a weird...
Well, if the, someone, definitely one of our fans has to read Penthouse Forum.
Go get a Penthouse Forum. We got a 7-page article in there.
Yeah, who the fuck? We haven't got one tweet about it.
Did you like that article?
I didn't think it was bad. Yeah, I thought it was pretty
good.
It's
too real. It's literally like reading our podcast.
Yeah, I thought she was good. She was a good writer. She's a comic. What's her name? Heather Height wrote
Heather
it.
Heather Height. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't fault anybody but ourselves.
And the girl who's the photographer, they used some of her pictures from...
Yeah, those are great pictures.
Yeah, from our first live podcast with Ron Bennington.
Mm-hmm.
Ron, from Ron and Fez, my favorite show on Sirius, Ron and Fez.
Mm-hmm.
So, come on, we're starting to peter out.
I'm petered.
Yeah, because you spent your whole time degrading me.
What time? How much time we got left? You said we're just doing a shorty.
11 minutes.
We 11 minutes left?
11 minutes. So let's make it a good 11 minutes, okay?
Well, there's got to be something that we can talk about. What's been going on?
I'm not using the now. When I'm feed the birds. I'm not using the bird feeder. I put a. I'm only kidding. What's going on? I don't know.
I got 2 writing jobs, and I still have to finish the book. So I'm.
2 writing jobs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We were on Access TV July 5th. I didn't even see the bumpers.
You know what's so amazing about you?
What?
Because though that didn't involve you at all, what I just said,
yeah.
You just...
Because we've talked about it
already. You moved right on. You moved right on.
Well, what am I supposed to say?
No, I, you know, hey, you talk a lot about your forays into travel and where you've been and what the crowds were like, little stories about your stand-up comedy career.
Oh, tell us about...
So I've got these 3 writing jobs. Mm-hmm. We run Access TV.
I kind of knew I was
no,
doing
but
that.
No, but that's who you are, and it's no. Like, it's Rich no. Voss, 0 follow-ups. You know who else is like that? My mother. My mother does no follow-up questions. Oh, this is funny. So I was on the phone the other day with my mom. Do you remember? And I was telling her like about the writing jobs and stuff, trying to. And then I got off the phone, and Rich goes, "Do you love me now, Mama?" And it was funny because it's true. That's like, you know, my mom doesn't respond to anything, so you feel like you have to make it bigger and better all the time. Like, and you get nothing still. Like you'd be like, "And I want an account." Academy Award. And it's like, for best supporting actor. You know,
it'd
be like that.
Now, Mama.
And then, so then Raina overheard that. And then Raina started singing a song.
Hold on. Raina.
She won't do it, I'm sure.
You got to come here. You'll love this. Come here.
So Raina started singing a song that was like, I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it was like.
Here she comes. She'll do it. She'll. It's so funny.
Raina.
You have to do this. Everybody was asking for you to do this.
Can you do this? No, do you love me now, Mama?
That song? Oh, come here.
Please.
Please, just do it. Come here. Wait, come here. Raina, please. Listen.
I'll stop loving you, Raina. I'll stop loving you.
Raina, if you do it, I got a surprise for you.
She did nothing. She just went right upstairs.
Hold on, I gotta get her.
My threats. She was singing like, can you love me now, Mama? Where's that kiss you promised me, Mama? Anyway, it was pretty funny. She's a funny kid. She's on Vine now. Raina Voss on Vine. She's doing her own Vines. They're pretty funny. So you can check that out. I really don't like being on the podcast when Rich isn't here, just by myself. It's creepy just to talk by yourself into a microphone. I don't like it. But I will answer any fan questions right now, if you'd like. I don't know.
Rich!
Our movie going very well. Thank you. We figured out the cover art and our projected rollout is August, so we're very excited about that. Raina, just do it, because otherwise I got nothing.
When we can finish a podcast.
You always want to be on the podcast.
Because people were writing about the song. People were going, because everybody heard about it. Come on.
Don't. Right. She doesn't want to be on the podcast. She doesn't have to be on the podcast. You don't want to be on it, right?
Say hi, everybody.
Hello.
Okay, now listen. Just do
don't
one verse.
Don't make her be on it if she doesn't want to be on it.
Oh, she's... What a creep.
I know.
The best song on the planet. What a...
She was singing it, though, like... We were driving to go get frozen yogurt the other night. She was singing it. Then,
How did she sing? What are the words?
I can't remember exactly.
Do you love me now, Mama? What about that kiss you promised me?
I know. There was like so many other.
I'll give her $5.
Don't.
No, it's so funny. I gotta hear her one more. Let me see if I got any singles.
You got a five.
$5? Raina!
You want $5? Look at this, $5? No, five. You know what you can get with $5? Come here, I'll tell you. Come here.
Tell her she has to sleep in her own bed tonight.
All right, well, you gotta sleep in your own bed tonight then. Oh, she's a creep.
How are we ever gonna do anything in showbiz with her if she doesn't want to do anything? She'll go no and run to her trailer.
That's why, like, there's no way. She was like, I want to do what Julia does. There's no way that she could ever. If she went to an audition, she just, like, refused to go in or something. That's why I know that about her.
Yeah.
I already know that about her.
Do you love me now, Mama?
I know, it's so
what
funny.
What about that kiss you promised me?
I know, it's like creepy.
What about that kiss?
I want to record it and send it to my mom. Oh, look at a weird song my daughter wrote.
Okay, so you have a couple writing jobs. You're writing a book.
Yeah, but it's overwhelming. And then the book, they started doing...
And then you're writing...
Press for it already, and I'm not even done. Like, because I sort of lied to them. Like, last time, I was like, I'm so close to being done, you know, because I was like...
Then you're writing for, you know, for us. For the network that wants to work with us.
Right.
And then...
And then I got the... What is that? What you were talking about? Or are you just listing the stuff?
I added another one. You wrote all that stuff for the network,
right? Right.
Then we have a.
Yeah, I've been getting up early every morning, just writing.
You think it's tough?
Woo!
I'm getting up an hour earlier before you.
To go golfing.
Yeah, but you know how hot it is out there. It's hot. It's hot. That's my exercise. That's my escape.
You take a cart.
It's still a lot of walking.
I told the guy at CrossFit that he was like doing golf swing. I go, you golf? And he
Which
was,
one?
DK.
Who's DK? I don't know these people.
The guy that runs the thing.
Yeah.
The head of it. And his real name is like...
Ding wong wong.
Stop. No, great.
What?
Now we're canceled off of Riotcast.
He's Asian.
I know, but that's like, that's racist.
No, I was saying his name. Ding wong wong. That's not
that
racist.
That is. Stop doing
Are
it.
Are you crazy? You think that's racist? If his name begins with a D and you go ding wong wong.
That is not, you know what you're doing. Oh, stop.
It's insane. All right, go ahead. So what are you saying?
It's Dong Kim or something like that.
Dong Kim!
Stop, you're being racist. And anyway, I say that you guys should go golfing together.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Because that's what I want to do is go with your fucking fit club teacher.
He doesn't have time. He doesn't have time.
Why?
Because he has to do that every day.
He has time to practice
his
swing.
On Sunday he can go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, listen... Please don't make any golf dates with me and any of
He's
your...
He's in the low 80s. He's got a 10 handicap.
10? First of all, why would you ask him his handicap?
I didn't. He asked me
his
yours.
His handicap...
He asked me yours. And they said you couldn't hear very well.
Oh, whoa. That's please, Raina, come and sing. Please.
No, but I said that you were in the low 80s.
I was not today. Today I shot 88.
And so he said that means you got about a 10 handicap.
No, I'm probably about a 14, middle
and
80s.
He said he's about a 10 too.
Is he about a 10? Is that what he's packing?
Oh, that's a better joke. Is that a better joke? No, it's not.
Ding dong dong dong.
Stop. You're horrible.
You think they listen?
First of all, Riotcast is not
in any way endorses my bad behavior.
Yes.
Riotcast does not endorse my bad behavior in any way. This is stuff I have chosen to do on my own in my house, in my dining room.
It's probably not even recording, knowing you. All right.
No,
I gotta
hold on.
Go.
I gotta eat something.
I'm so hungry.
Go get Raina. I want her to sing a song.
She won't do it.
Ask her one time, what can we bribe her with?
Well, you can promise to never chew gum on the podcast again or keep in your fucking upper lip.
How about we say we'll get her a stuffed animal? Yeah,
no.
We'll get her like a $3 one.
Oh my God.
Tell her to. All right, I'll do some plugging and then we're going to try one more time. My new CD is ready. It's ready. Rich Voss, 141 IQ. Probably the best one out of all four of them. I don't know. They're all good. I shouldn't sit there and say they're all good. I start sounding like Michael Savage. Yeah, well, you know, all my CDs are good. And you know why they're good? Well, because I'm from Brooklyn. And, you know, my mother used to say, hey, stir the pot, whatever. That's Michael Savage. Anyhow, so the new CD is ready. They're being shipped to me. And then I'll get them on iTunes or whatever, Amazon. And you guys will get them to number one. And what is she gonna sing?
Yes,
there you go.
Mother, do you still love me like you loved me before? Mother, what about the kiss you promised me? Bye bye.
No, you gotta do it. You gotta do it without laughing. But you had it down. Their voice was good.
Mother. Do you still love me like you loved me before? Mother, what about that kiss you promised me?
That's perfect.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. We will see you next week. I hope everything works out for everybody everywhere. Bonnie just hit herself on the table, and that makes me so happy. Ha ha. Remember, we're going to be doing a live podcast up in Montreal at the Montreal Comedy Festival Saturday, July 26th. We'll be doing our live podcast. We're not sure who our counselor will be. You're starting to look like a little fit lesbian.
Oh, good.
Look at that. And like I said, I hope everything works out for everybody. They're all my friends. And I think everything will work out. You know, people say, if you believe in God, it's God's will. Everything is God's will if you believe in God. You know what about... Do you know what...
Talk about God on the podcast.
I want to tell you one thing. What? One thing. And this is... And I saw that you didn't see this on the subway. When we were on the subway in New York the other day. Here, come here for a second.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Now, these kids... I guess they were in their late 20s. And you could tell, and I'm not profiling, they were 100% liberals. You could tell. Just by, you know... what they look like, and that's judging a book by its cover.
That is when you say you're not profiling. That is exactly what you're doing.
Anyhow, there was this guy in the subway preaching about Jesus, and like three of them gave him the finger, like going "fuck you."
I wanted to do the same thing.
Really? Okay. Why? Because
why do religious people think that they can go anywhere they want?
No, they can't go wherever they want. You can't go in the subway.
He was standing in my way. He's trying to like give everybody a thing without
in the
them
subway,
like, leave me alone.
You can't do it in the subway unless you get permission.
Well, why did they have permission? That's the other thing.
I don't know.
They shouldn't have had permission.
Applied.
They were singing at the top of their lungs. They were not good singers.
It doesn't matter. But
it was annoying.
Well, I thought
if somebody. You know, do you think somebody of another religion could have been doing that? No?
Yes, they do it all the time. Don't you? I thought liberalism was tolerance, so they can't. Because they didn't agree with
well,
that.
Maybe they weren't liberals then.
They gave him the finger, like go fuck yourself for believing in what you believe in.
I thought what they did was in poor taste, but I swear to God, I had the same instinct.
Oh, you saw him do it. I was going to say something to him. And I'm not religious, but you know what?
Religion gets so much more credit than anything else. It's like you're allowed to do anything under the fucking umbrella of, you know,
okay,
religious.
I'm not talking about the religion. I'm talking about the people that gave him. If the people in the subway were preaching, leave us alone.
Why should I have to listen to you?
Okay, answer this. And you can. Because you don't know, but what do you think? If the person preaching was preaching about Allah, or if the person preaching was from the Nation of Islam, do you think those white kids would have gave him the finger and said, go fuck yourselves?
No, because
no,
those people blow shit up. All right, I gotta go. Thank you, everybody.
All right, fuck those assholes. Give him the finger. Go fuck yourselves. Anyhow, listen, we'll talk to you later. Whatever. I'm going to turn this off now and go play tennis.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.